Blog Talk Radio.
About the Safe Basic Program and Clean Air Project. But before we do that, as we always do, we open up the show. We do a reading from Daily Motivations of African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Thinking for a Richer Black Choice. And the reading for the day goes like this. Don't be a know-it-all. No one knows less than the person who knows it all. Hugh Glasper, former president of Morehouse College. Do you belong to that body of individuals who seem to believe that they already know enough? If success is your goal, you must become a storehouse for new information. You must avoid the pitfalls of becoming someone who is comfortable with his level of knowledge in the field of his choosing. In other words, don't be a know-it-all. There's an eye-opening story about three men who were sentenced to the guillotine, a priest, a doctor, and a college professor. Each was allowed to make one before his prior to his execution. The priest was the first to approach the bench. His final words were, "Keep the faith." The blade dropped on the priest and came within 2 inches of his neck and mysteriously stopped. Someone thought it was a miracle from above, and the priest was set free. The doctor was next. He held his head high and uttered, "Physician, heal thyself." Once again, the guillotine mysteriously stopped inches from its destination. Thinking this was a message that the doctor was innocent, he too was liberated. Finally, the professor approached the chopping block. For a poor sense of time, he said, "Two bolts on the left, the guillotine will work as intended." You see, some people think they have all of the answers. Education is a lifelong process that should end only when you do. Every day is a commencement day. You must educate to accumulate. Don't be like the educator, who had his head on a chopping block and he told him how to fix the guillotine and end up getting his head chopped off. So with that said, you know, we want to get into today's content. And hey, Dr. Butler, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Joey. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's tax time for you. you should be pretty busy with the taxes, right?
Yeah, I am. And people just wait till the last minute. And
I know. We just went to one of the clients, and she was swamped with the tax stuff that she's doing. So people want to get their change. They need to get on top of that and try not to do it at the last minute unless they need an extension. Of course, you can tell them that's whether they need an extension. But I'm so excited about today's show because I met some people in our Safe Reentry Program. For all those that are listeners, you know, our Safe Reentry Program is simply where we have a consultation and we can help you protect your home or your business so that you don't have to worry about pandemics when they come through, because all of that stuff, our SAFE program, will tell you ways that you can keep your family safe. And I like the topic today when you were talking about people not being know-it-alls. In your business, you want to know a lot, but you don't want to know it all because you can lose money. If people think you know too much, then you can lose a lot of money. So that's really a good
point. Right.
For all the people that's starting a new business. I had a client, I was talking to one of my new clients today about an inventor who came up with an invention. And I don't think he'll mind because I'm not sure he's even still alive. But a gentleman out of Washington, D.C. came up with a robot that you could sit down and it would mow your lawn automatically. The guy's name was Clarence Noakes out of D.C. And Clarence was a great inventor, but he wanted to keep everything under his thumb. In other words, he wanted to do the manufacturing, he wanted to do the marketing, he wanted to do the legal, and several people had an interest in his project, but he was not willing to let anything go. He wanted to do everything with that product. And Sears looked at the product and figured, okay, they would like to do it, but not necessarily for cutting the grass. And he wouldn't move. He would not budge an inch. So what he did, he gave them a demand that if they wanted to take the product, he demanded that he would have to be in charge of the production and everything associated with it. Well, Sears did what a lot of people like McDonald's, Disney, and those people do, and they've got lawyers to do it. They let him, they went on and did it, and he filed a suit against it. But he didn't have enough money, number one, to fight the suit. But it stayed out there so long that somebody else came in, and they didn't do it as a lawnmower. They did it as a robot. So when you see in some of these office buildings, a robot goes around and collects the mail. And so all they did was took his idea, reprogrammed it, so then he ended up getting nothing instead of letting a part of it go to different people. So when you say you don't want to be a know-it-all and they don't want to be a do-it-all if you have a business and a product. And I think some people will call in today that have fantastic ideas and that they are going to get them on the market, but it creates some lanes, some jobs, some opportunities for anybody that wants them. And it's really interesting because they knew about the National Black Unity newspaper, so it was a good opportunity to talk to them about that. They knew about the owner, David Murphy. It goes to show that people, if you just stay out there and you're visible and you do it with honesty and integrity, somebody is going to want to follow you. Somebody is going to want to follow you. I have a friend out of Florida that I had not talked to for almost 50 years, and something showed up on my Facebook ad, and that guy happened to call me or put a comment on. And we talked 3 o'clock in the morning. He was a wrestler. Those of you who are into wrestling, his name was Chocolate Thunder. And he still to this day makes his own commercials, does his own shows, and is still tied to the boxing world. He helped put together like WWE SmackDown and all that kind of stuff. And so I used to look at it. I used to look at things that he did, and I said, wow, man, you're still doing that kind of stuff? He said, yeah. He said, I love what I do. And he never went out of his lane. So he's been doing it for maybe 50 years, commercial, special promotional type things. So I just wanted to throw that in there since your introduction was about people not being a know-it-all. And hopefully I've got some people that might be waiting on the line that want to call in today. Do you have anybody waiting to call? Talk.
Yes, we have a couple calls on the line. We have a couple calls on the line.
Let's start off with whoever's on the line. Let's get through that.
Okay. Call it 860-908-6621. You're on the line. Question or comment?
Yes, great afternoon, Dr. B and Brother Jahi. How are you all today? It's Vanessa.
We are absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And Vanessa, good for you to be on this phone. I don't know if Mr. Wade Blunt is on the phone yet, but there's a couple of people wanted to talk to you about your business, about travel, and what's going on in your world. You're back from Connecticut now. Are you back from Connecticut?
I am. I'm back in Baltimore for the time being, but yes, I am, and I'm excited. Everything that is going on in the travel world is happening.
Hey.
It's going on,
and that's why
we're
glad that you could call in, because we got a couple of people would like to go to Panama, and we have another group. I think they want to go to Jamaica.
Wonderful.
But we're so excited to have you, and I'd like for you to tell those people, because some of them may be new in terms of communication, what you do, how they can get in touch with you, because we're also putting together a trip. We want to talk to you about a trip for our listeners that we'll be doing, because now I'm expecting a gentleman that will tell us of a fantastic communication outlet that he has to help us promote anything that we might want to do out there. Now, these are projects, folks, that we control. When I say we, I mean our culture. And so we're opening it up and making it available for any of those people to be able to call in and use the services of those people that are on this call, like Vanessa, like Jahi, like the lady that called us with the teapot. I mean, no, tea set. She has a unique set of tea cups and saucers that I had never even thought that many people drank tea. But, you know, when you research it and you go back, the Chinese, that's one of the things that brought them to as much of fame that they have. They used to be the only person that manufactured tea. I didn't know that. And, of course, they look at tea as a drug because tea contains as much caffeine as a coffee. So a cup of tea and 2.5 grams of caffeine. But tell us what's going on in your world, the world of travel, because all of this is part of our program, the Safe Reentry Program. If you have a business, you're working for a company, and the SAFE program is something you need to know about because it protects your whole family from the virus and from the things that are unhealthy. The unhealthy air is killing people now more than ever before. So we want our listeners, if they have a business or they're concerned about their company, their business, to definitely find out more about the SAFE Reentry program, because we're now looking for producers. We're looking for people that want to handle a whole region. And we're looking for people that want to be a part of the millionaires and training system that we're setting up. But why don't I let you go ahead and tell us what's happening in your world and how people maybe can get in touch with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And you mentioned tea. I'm a tea drinker, too. I like tea. I love tea, actually. Used to drink coffee, but I was converted to a tea drinker. So, yes, it's good. But travel. So, again, my name is Vanessa Joy Sutton, and I'm an independent and certified travel advisor. And it is a phenomenal thing. It's a home-based business. You know, I can work from home. I can work anywhere on the beaches of the world. And I sell vacations and I take vacations. And actually, I call them paycations because I get paid to do so. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing. And if you don't have your passport, ladies and gentlemen, anyone out there, it is time that you get your passport, because the way things are going to you, you never know when you have to make a quick escape here. So you need to get your passport. It's not backed up anymore. It was a few years with the pandemic. You know, it was a long wait to get your passport. But I advise everyone, get your children a passport. Everybody should have a passport right now. And
typically, if a person has not been traveling, they don't know really how to go about doing it. You know, they don't know the postal office and getting the picture taken and why they have to have a passport. I think there are a lot of people who are new in business, they never thought about this. They never became, a world traveler like you and many people up in. So can you go through some of the steps for those people that don't even know how to go and get a passport? You want to run through that, you know, what they got to do, picture.
Sure. Yeah, you can go to your local post office, fill out the application. You can even take a picture there, or you could take your picture at a CVS or somewhere. And you just fill out the application. You need your birth certificate, an ID. And you go there, you make an appointment, they will see you, walk you through the paperwork, you have everything filled out, and they send it off to you. It takes probably about 6 to 8 weeks. And it depends, I think right now it's ranging anywhere from probably about $150, $200 to get your passport. But it's well worth it. They last anywhere, I believe, 5 years, and some. I just saw something that was a 10-year, 10-year for the passport. So you can also go online, and you can do it if you just go in and put in passport. Google, you know, Google is everybody's friend right now, so you can just go to Google and put in how to apply for a passport. And you can do that right online. You know, you can do it right from the comforts of your home. So I'm just recommending that everybody take a look, you know, and see what it takes for you to get your passport online, or you can make an appointment and go to your post office to do so. And also, if you call me, I can help you walk through getting your passport. Not a problem. Love.
So how would you get in touch with you? Do you have a number or something they could use?
Yes, my number is area code 860-908-6621. Again, it's 860-908-6621. And I would be delighted to help you with that. Also, I specialize in group cruising, group retreats, family reunions, all-inclusive vacation, resort travel. I do some health and wellness getaways, spa getaways. And Dr. Butler and I are working on, we're going to be working on doing some golf packages. I mean, you golfers out there, we can put something together for you that will blow your mind. And I know you golfers like to go to the best places, and we can set that up for you. So
absolutely. Now they have golfing on the ship. We got some ships out there that for golfers. You can play on the ships.
Yeah, it's a little restricted to the, but it's still fun on the ship.
They give them practice until they get to a port and go to a station. So that's what I like about it. They can't play the big kind of ball, but they can practice the short game so that when they get into a port that has a nice golf course, then they've been warming up. Most golfers like to do that. They don't need a whole lot of space to practice. They practice in what we call the short game.
Absolutely.
But I'm excited about you working with us. And I know there are a lot of other people out there that belong to travel groups. But, you know, if you belong to anything, whether it's travel or something else, if you don't really get in there and then don't get angry because somebody came in and did something that you could have done, because it's the person that gets in the person's head first that they are going to usually go with. And this program has offered that kind of platform that if people were going to do that, I think that they should let us know. Because a lot of times people listen to the show, but they don't listen to what you're recommending, which would help them be more successful. So terms of doing it.
Absolutely. And, you know, having a travel advisor really makes your getaway, your vacation, whatever, it makes it so much easier for you because people do go online and book with Travelocity, Orbitz, da-da-da. But if they have a problem, who do they call? Who's going to stand in and stand up for them? You know, who's going to actually plan everything to perfection for you? Everything to me. I will take care of it all for you. Your itinerary, I'll make sure you have all your proper documents. I'll let you know what you need. You know, I was planning a trip for some people going to Africa. And, you know, there are different visas and different things that you need to know about where you're going.
That's right.
So
that's so cool.
Those are some of the things that I could prepare for you. And
you'll be the personal travel agent.
That's right. Yes. I'm your personal travel agent. My agency's name is Your Dream Vacation Travel. I help you turn your dream vacation into a reality. And just some excellent experience, excellent. You just will have the best time of your life. And you just leave everything to me to help you. And I want to make sure that you're going to have an excellent experience on your vacation.
We can open it up for a few minutes to get some, if you have anybody with questions on there, then this is an opportunity for them maybe to ask you some questions before we take the next caller, because what you're doing is so needed. People need to take a break. People are getting stressed out. People are doing a lot of things that if they just had a little getaway. And I know you've done great getaways for me, like on weekends. Sometimes you just want to get away for 2 or 3 days, you and your mate or your significant other, and have it in personal person that you can call right at your fingertips. That's a big part of growing a small business into a large business. And some of us put our money back into the job over and over and over again and don't take any relaxation time. Then the next thing you know, that person is out of business because the stress can run you out of a business.
Stress can run you out.
Why don't we see, Jahi, if we have anybody that has questions for Vanessa? And if we have somebody else on the line, if we don't, then we'll go to the next caller.
Awesome. Well, can I just say one more thing while we're waiting?
Yes, go ahead.
Someone had a question?
No, I don't know if we have anybody. Got a couple of calls.
Okay.
All right, Vanessa, we'll come back to you. Let's put another caller on, Jahi, please.
757-403-1920. You're on the air. Question or comment? You're on the air. Question or comment?
Tell them to make sure that they're not on mute because sometimes people on these calls,
they're on
mute.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that's Mr. Blunt, Wade Blunt.
Yes. How you doing, Dr. Butler? Good afternoon to you.
Were you listening to the lady that does your trips and travel?
Yes. I was just listening in. Yes. I'd like Ms. Vanessa to, if she could, give me a call, and we can talk further about her arranging possibly some travel to Jamaica for a group of 5 to 7 couples probably.
Awesome. Yes. How are you doing?
Ma'am. I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice.
And yours as well.
Yes, ma'am.
And
so
you know,
so you have my number?
It's 757.
Yes, ma'am. 403.
Yeah.
1920.
Okay, excellent. And the best time to reach you?
Well, I'm free this afternoon for a couple hours, and next week I'm pretty open. It's spring break.
I'll give you a call
week.
This afternoon.
All right.
Excellent.
And Mr. Blunt, while we have you on the phone, why don't you tell people sort of a little about what you do, because you're down there in that Virginia area, Hampton, Virginia area. And what you do is sort of unique, too. I don't know if you guys do it for outside groups. I know you do it for professionals. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you do?
Well, I just enjoy life, Mr. Butler.
out on the football field and the baseball court, that's what you do?
Well, I'm retired military. I work as a sports official, yes, as long as my health endures. And I enjoy that, working with the young folks, officiating contests. It's fun stuff. And it's always great to do something you enjoy and get paid for it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely, I agree. I do.
Yes.
But I wanted people to sort of know, because one of the programs that we'll be doing is a recognition program. It's called National People's Award, National Community Unity People's Award. And what you do, because sometimes people want to know how we select our people. And we select them from all walks of life, if they're professionals, based on what they do. And so it doesn't have to be just somebody trying to sell something, but somebody that serves the community. And I think that's the category that you fall in, because you do different types of games. And sometimes people don't know what to say. That's because you know it so well. But our listeners don't know. And the type of games and how you do it in the summer. I know you have officiated for some of my Hall of Winter games. So I think that's information a lot of our people need to know.
Yes, well, what I've done charity events. Yes, I've done charity events, high school events, college events, paid contests, you know, the whole gamut. And,
right.
And it's always good to do something, if you will, pro gratis, if it's an event that's going to boost humanity, that's doing something to help humanity. And your game with the Harlem Wizards was a great event because the young people were able to take a field day from school and come and see the basketball team play and had a lot of fun. So I enjoyed doing that.
Well, that's good. Well, we appreciate you, and hopefully you and Vanessa can hook up and you guys become, you know, friends. I tell people it's all about relationships and meeting people. And some people say, well, I don't know if I want that. Then if you don't, you shouldn't be in business, because you never know when you might be able to use the services of somebody that you met along your way. And I know that
that's
you're
right.
out there.
That's right. So true. So true.
Yeah. So we did. So, Vanessa, you guys can make a connection. We're glad to be able to do that. And, Jahi, do we have someone else on the line?
Yes, 667-444-9979. You're on the air. Call, question, comment.
Hello, this is Vernon Streeter. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Vernon.
Oh, hey. Mr. Streeter, hey, talk up a little bit louder. I don't hear you so
okay.
well, Mr. Streeter. Okay, good to have you on the line. I tell you, we're excited. I was so, so happy when you and I met and we talked about basically what we do and what you're doing. And I think that you have a project that's definitely going to be win-win. So everybody on the line, if you could explain to us what you're getting ready to do and how you're going to be part of a partnership that we have. So I'm excited about hearing you talk to us about what you're currently doing.
It's a platform, is a TV station that the radio station is already playing on it, Blog Talk Radio. It's been on there for about a year or so, or maybe a year and a half. Well, actually, 2 years, because we have been in existence for 3 years, so that the station itself been on there for, I guess, like two and a half years. Along with the National Black Unity newspaper is on there. It's just a platform to help the community have a voice. It's a vehicle for us to, you know, to propel ourselves. If you have a business or a service or a product, you can get on the platform, and it's a way for a lot of people to see and hear you.
Well, that's good. Now, a lot of people maybe on the line, business people, don't realize how important it is and for us to even have something like that, because I don't know of anybody else in the United States that has a platform. So you new businesses out there, if you're listening to this, you know, one of the things that you are always trying to do is get more exposure for your business, or being able to identify and reach those clients that you are marketing to. And I understand the platform will allow you to have almost your own channel, so to speak, where you can do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and your customers would be able to get information or send information to the constituent that they're looking for. And I believe that that's a historical thing that you're doing, because I don't know of any other minority companies, black companies, that have a platform. That means you'll just be just like Netflix or NBC or CBS. Is that right?
Right. That's correct.
So they would get all that service from you, and I imagine that's just a slight fee for membership, but I think what you open up with is a thing that I used to look for when I had a new inventor, and that's how credible would they be with their product. Is their product something that our community can use? Is their product cheap enough for them to be able to afford but have the quality of something that somebody would pay maybe four or five times that amount for that same idea or that same concept? And I understand from what I've looked at into your company so far is that you can take people from the beginning. If they need a commercial made, then you save them thousands of dollars for that. If they need to target the audience and go after a specific age group, that they can do that. And they, again, they have you sort of as a personal consultant. Am I right on that or no?
Yes, you're right.
Now, anything else you want to say to them? Because I looked at that platform. Is there any way, if people get the Unity number for them to go to TV, is that all right to tell them how they can go to TV and pull up what you do? Yeah. Folks, I looked at it, and I got so addicted to it, I think I spent about 6 hours looking at his platform, and I think it's Unity. Unity, right?
Yes.
Unity?
UnityTV.online.
Right, that's it. UnityTV.online. That's it. Unity TV. Okay. And you can have online, UnityTV.online. Is that right, Mr. Streeter?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you should, folks, I encourage everybody on the phone to look at it. And remember, that contact, I was looking at a short story that they did, and I thought it was part of the regular network because they actually produced the show. And I understand that they're looking for people that are writers and that are producers and that want to do something that we can get out there and help them in terms of the branding. Definitely people have been asking us about the National Black Unity newspaper. They are also on that site and available for people to get subscriptions. I'm hoping that we have some of our members to reach out and get a subscription and then come back and let us know that you got it. Because, you know, if we try to generate our own funds, we can do it. But if we rely on somebody else to tell us everything that we have to do, or we don't accept it unless somebody is a different color than us and we believe everything they say. But when you have your own communication system, which is a network of people, that means your newspaper, your communications, the webinars, the training seminars, all of those things that we have control over, we don't have to keep letting anybody else do it. Because technically, the program that you develop would be direct competition for Netflix and people like that. Is that right or wrong?
No, that's correct. That's correct. And, you know, when you go to those big networks like NBC or Netflix, you know, you won't talk to the top people. You have a lot of red tape, you know, that you got to go through, and it won't be
middleman. You got a middleman you got to go through for that kind of thing. And for everything, I find from a birthday party to actually the writers with their books and forms that could be put together with the people that write the books or people that edit the books. We've got a young lady that is a professional at helping you write a book and helping you sanitize whatever it is you write. I know if you're like me, I can't write two sentences without some help. So when you know you need help and you get the people that are professional, then you're on the move. And we are trying to have a collaboration of people with talents to do almost everything you need to make your business successful. We also have consultants that will help your business to become MBE certified. And these are things, if you don't ask for them, you won't know about them. So I encourage people to look at us and definitely support this broadcast. So, you know, we should not have to ask for a fundraiser. We should have people that knowing that what the work that Jahi does in terms of the accounting field and everybody else, that if we would help these people, then folks, we can break out here and do some things and create some jobs and unity in our community that's never been seen before. The reason we get such a hard time is that people know that when we learn, we really learn and we master whatever it is that we do. It's hard to kill off a culture when you do that kind of thing. Jahi, do we have somebody else on this line? This has been a great day.
Yeah. We got David Murphy himself on the line. David,
445-2373.
Boy, Mr. Murphy, you on there.
David? He must have it on mute.
I had myself muted. Can you hear me now?
I thought so. All right. You're on, David.
Okay, yeah. Well, good evening. Good afternoon to everyone. Just calling in, listening to the show. I don't really have a comment, just a statement that the National Black Industry News is in the process of putting together the April, May, June issue, and there's still a little time, a little window left if anybody interested in expanding their territory, because National Black Industry News is circulated nationwide and beyond. We're all over the world. And we are reaching people that most people cannot reach. And we have a special appeal because we have people in this publication, just like Brother Jahi, who's on here. You just heard from a gentleman by the name of Mr. Vernon Street, and he's also involved with the publication. And yours truly, Dr. Mel Butler, is also involved with the publication. So it's a lineup like that, and then we got about 55 more people involved with this publication. So you can see the type of synergy that the National Black Unity put out there. And it's not on my behalf, it's on our behalf, because this is a collaboration of people who want to not only uplift our people, but bring solutions to some of our issues. And the type of information you will find in the National Black Industry News is good for yesterday, today, as well as tomorrow. We are a solution-oriented publication, and I just want to thank Dr. Butler, Brother Jahi, for having this format so that people like myself can come on and share information, because communication, as Dr. Butler always said, is so powerful. We own less than 1% of the media, so we need every voice we can get. So if you want your voice to be heard, please give me a call at 443-455-2373. Again, David Murphy, 443-455-2373, and I publish the National Black Unity News. Thank you both.
Well, you're welcome, and you guys also make it possible for people to get content, like if they want a commercial name or a cartoon, which I'm excited to see the cartoon, do some of the advertising, because we missed that kind of thing. When you and I were young, Mr. Murphy, then I think that we could, every Saturday or every weekend, cartoons were something that kept us busy, and you don't see that anymore, or they make them so futuristic that I don't even understand them anymore. But it seems like the format for regular things, cartoons that people could have. And you can do that. You're also able to do the commercial content for people and help them. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. We do. I didn't mention that. We also build websites. We help people with podcasting. And yes, we do the professional commercial 30, 60 second, 90 seconds. We also do documentaries. about mm-hmm. you. We do interviews. You know, because we are, you know, it is a known fact that in marketing, oftentimes people buy you first before they buy your product, goods, or services. So if you want
Absolutely.
To explain yourself to people, this is an excellent way. When I do an interview with you, we just have a conversation where people get to know the essence of you. And when they find out why you do the things you do and how it can help individuals, then they're more likely, so they'll feel comfortable enough to buy your product, goods, and services. Yes, we are well-rounded when it comes to marketing as well as media.
And all of these people that we are talking to online, they have something that they can tie into, but they've got to speak up because everything that they're spending money on, let's say if a company is out there spending $10,000 a year for advertising, the making of an ad, and you easily can run in those figures if you have someone to make the ad for you and then be able to put the ad on the platform. So now you've got all the things that you need in terms of communication, which is essential to making a business grow or having success in a business. We do a seminar. It's called Millionaires in Training. And everybody that's gone through that program, they don't all become millionaires, but a lot of them do become thousandaires. And of those, if you never made $1 million and you get in a program and you end up making $250,000, are you going to shoot the person that taught you how to do that because you didn't make a million? And most of us would open our mouth if we ask a person, how much money would you like to make? Almost 99% of the time, the person would say $1 million. When they never made $1,000 maybe in their lifetime, or they didn't meet the people that could help them network and get somebody, surround yourself with somebody that could help you. There are a lot of people that know what we're saying on this program is true, but they don't have the strength or the commitment to come out and say, okay, we need help. The one thing in this world that will get you more than anything, more than money, is to be able to say to people, would you help me, please? Those words are so powerful, and people in America in particular like to help. And if you would just say, would you help me, please, surround yourself with people that are better than you and use resources such as I'm so excited about the platform that Mr. Streeter has come up with. I didn't even sleep last night just thinking about all the possibilities. All the jobs, think about the jobs we can create when we go in a lane that we can claim and nobody will be hard on us because you're not threatening anybody's job. You see, what's happening out here now is people think America is growing so much that there's going to be a shortage or somebody's going to take away the job, but that's not going to happen because all of these programs are solution-oriented. The big companies, what Mr. Streeter has, I've looked at these big companies and used to have an advertising agency. His thing puts them to shame. Direct communication. You now know somebody that's in the business. And if you're keeping notes every time we come on the air, you should almost have a little book that tells you how to succeed. Because if you ask a person on this level, that's Mr. Murphy, myself, Mr. Streeter, Jahi, that's almost everything that you need. The only thing you don't have probably is a lawyer that you need for your business. So you're on your way, and you have to just step out of the box and realize you're on your way. I hope that Ms. Young is on the line because I saw her do something that rarely have I seen anybody do. And she just jumped right in. She didn't have any training to do what she's getting ready to do. And the people that she met, the contacts she made. So if Ms. Young is on the phone, on the line, put her on here, please, if she is.
No, Janice hasn't called in.
Okay, well, is there anybody else on that line? We got a lot of people on here today, I tell you.
No,
have we covered
everybody?
We
covered everybody.
Well, that's,
we covered
that's
everybody.
It. And I think, I don't have a watch, but it should have been time that it's just about the end of the show. Well, we can have everybody go around, make sure that they gave their numbers, and then I think that you guys know I can't see, so what time is it?
We got 16 minutes left.
Then let each person come on and take about 2 minutes, no more than that, to tell us, give us a little recap of what they've been doing and tell people how they can contact you. And I know Cynthia or somebody is asking for a special presentation, which we can do with enough notice. You get the people, and we can try to set aside a day, doesn't have to be on a Saturday, where we can actually make a presentation or answer any perception questions that you want that's in the field of marketing or managing a business. We will be having an awards ceremony up here for those people, which will be the first ever Community Unity People's Award. We want to make that an annual event, and we want to do it around Juneteenth. Those that know Black history realize that Juneteenth is really, I think, the 19th of June. And a lot of activities, we're hoping that since it's a, now a national holiday, that people will have events just honoring the fact that those people did what they did and they became a thing in history. I mean, they didn't know they were freed until they came down and told them. The general that came down said, you guys are free. They didn't know how to act because they were just carrying on business as usual. Nobody told them that the war was over.
Yeah, nobody told them the war was over and that they was, was free.
But right.
They continued to work 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation had been issued.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was like, what, about 1870, had to be after 1866, 65, when the war was over. But you see, you don't have to listen to people if they're negative. You don't have to listen to people to say it's too hard. You don't have to listen to people that are not being successful themselves and yet want to give you advice on how you can be successful. As the old saying goes, if you build your own tent and talk about that, but never tear somebody down because they're trying something. Because if they've got the commitment, the nerve to try something, let's let them do it and be proud and support them. All right, why don't we start? You pick somebody to start with, Jahi. Let them give us a little recap of how they can be in contact.
We'll go back to Vanessa.
You want to start with Vanessa?
Yeah.
All right, Vanessa, can you give us the information that someone needs to contact you?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Butler, and thank you, Brother Jahi, for allowing me to be here with you all today. My number is area code 860-908-6621. It's Vanessa Joy Sutton. Your dream vacation travel.
Who's next? Mr. Blunt, are you on air? Wade Blunt, are you on? Are you there, Wade? I want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity. Go ahead, Johnny. You got the voice. You can talk.
Okay. We'll go next to Vernon Streeter then. Vernon Streeter, go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing? My contact information is 667-444-9979. If you call me, don't answer, just leave a message or leave me a text message.
All right. David Murphy.
Yes, yes, again, my name is David Murphy, the National Black Unity News. I have an affordable yet effective way to advertise your business. And for anybody who has a business, give me a call because you will be extremely surprised how affordable it is. But don't take that lightly because we are very effective. And also we build, like I said, websites, documentaries. We help you with your podcast, help you get an audience and everything else. So we do a lot because we are mission-driven, not money-driven. And I can be reached at 443-455-2373. Again, 443-455-2373. Thank you.
All right, yes, and me and David Burton will do a podcast on Monday nights at 7:30 on the same channel, same platform. It's also listed on Mr. Vernon Streeter's platform, unitytv.online, and you can go to that site, pull up
all of the shows that I do here on Blog Talk. And if you go to blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101, then you can see all of the different shows that I do besides what's listed on Mr. Street's platform. That's the Blog Talk platform, and everything is listed there. But also as a backup, everything is listed on Mr. Street's platform. And so, hey, just want to let you know how to stay in touch with us. And we try to post relevant content. I have shows that I've done on taxes. I have shows that I've done, you know, and mainly three different types of shows I've done. Shows I've done on taxes, shows I've done for the National Black Unity News, Monday Night Podcast, and then this show I do with Dr. Butler on Saturdays. So that's...
And I want to say a word for a couple of people that I know of on our team. I don't hear them on the line. They probably forgot or went to sleep. That one is we have a person that if you're going to write your story, write a book, we have a professional person that's what they do for a living that is on our team, and her name is Miss Andrea Reed. And she'll probably be called. I know she'll be called in next week. And she works with the hotels up in the Massachusetts area. But we have heard those people who want to get the story out there, want to write a book or something like that, then she is a professional. She's with some national association that I think she's the only minority that's in there, graduate from Howard University, and she's definitely on our team. So if you get in touch with Jahi or Mr. Murphy or someone like that, let them know your need, and we would have Ms. Reed get in touch with you. So I don't have her. I think I do. Let me see if I have her number. I think 240-401, and the last number is 2016. Everybody got that? That was 240-401-2016. They told me I had a photogenic memory. I think I do. So that was her. The other person who was a part of the team, and I really wanted her on here because she is the epitome of what we look for. And that lady met us through this show. Her name is Miss Janice Young. And Miss Young has been in the cosmetology business for years. I mean, like 20 years, something like that. But she went out and wanted to be part of the team in our Safe Reentry Project. And she... there was a gentleman in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, that purchased a golf tournament. She didn't know the man, didn't know anything about it, just heard about it. And she was able to take time out of her busy schedule, not only to go and meet the man, but this is what could happen to you. The gentleman that owned the station right there in Rocky Mount owned the golf course. But we found out, her talking to him and just listening to the way we directed her, that same man is buying two more golf clubs in Florida. So she had no idea what she would run up to. And just by having those three people wanting us to get them on the podcast, on our talk show, on those things, she put herself in a position that within the next 30 days, she'll be moving into about a 10th six-figure income. And all she did was got out of the box and open her mouth and talk to somebody. And when she needed to, she put me on the line, but she did it herself. So we're going to be watching and working with her and anybody else that it takes time, it takes effort, it takes commitment to do what we are doing and what the people want us to do. Never sell yourself short. And don't let anybody make you feel bad about who you are or what you're doing without your consent. And that's my little word for the day. I'm excited about everybody that's on this line because it's not about me. It's about our people and what we do to help our people. That should be visible for everybody to see. All right, that should take us to just about where we close, Jahi.
All right, we'll close out with our theme song. Everybody can tune in here Monday night and hear me and Mr. Murphy do the National Black Unity News Podcast. You know what the topic's going to be for Monday night, David?
Yes, it's going to be a powerful conversation this weekend. for those who are in the Baltimore area, if you have not heard, not only in the Baltimore, but this is national news, we have a state's attorney here in Baltimore who has been persecuted, found guilty on a couple of things that should never have ever been brought to trial. But because she stood up for the people and tried to do her job, and she tried to convict some police officers for killing Freddie Gray, they've been on her ever since now. And they got some crazy charges on her, trying to send her to prison. So we have a coalition of people who are standing up for this young lady, who are taking a stand and tired of people coming in our community doing what they want to do to us and no repercussions. So that's what the discussion is going to be Monday night. It's going to be a hot one. We're going to have people from all over the country going to be on this call. You know, I got people, it's going to be powerful. And then the week after that, I remember, you know, I don't know why this happening like this, but you know, remember George Floyd?
Yep.
Well, his uncle and a team of them members that's doing great work around the world now will be on the following show. So we have some serious advocates coming in talking about us standing up for us and taking our rightful place, not only in society, but in justice as well.
Is Ms. Mosley going to be on the call for Monday?
I'm not sure. They might have her on. They might bring her with them, but it's going to be quite a few. Yeah. I know about six or seven of them going to be on there.
Well, we all of us on this phone, we need to know that we are supporting her and whatever she's going to do. And there's also, you know, when you talk about the mayor race in Baltimore, we have to make sure that we're together and try to get the right person in that position. Because while we have a lot of people running, I don't know, to my satisfaction, most of the people running don't fulfill what we need in the community. And when we listen to these different people, we need to decide which one that we can get behind. You can know everybody, but I think we, as when groups like this start to get behind the same person, then we'll send the message to those people that do go into office that we are a serious group to be listened to and for them to understand. And I don't know which person that is for anybody yet, but I've been going to everybody's meeting and listening. And there are only one or two people that I hear saying they're willing to do some things now to prove that they can do those things when they get into office. Promises don't get results in our community. And if we don't stick together now in terms of who we want to be behind, who we want to voice, and it's all about who's bringing something to the table. If they're bringing it, we'll hear about it in our communities. If we hear about it in our communities, whoever that person is, then we should get behind them. I don't know at this point who it is. I've had to go to all of the things that they do. But when I put a name out there, the one that I would think would be good for the city, and when Mr. Murphy puts out what he thinks, Mr. Streeter, Vanessa, you see, folks, that's a lot of power. And I guarantee you, whoever galvanizes about 10,000 people will determine who's going to be the next mayor of Baltimore.
All right. With that said, I go to our theme song and tune in here again Monday night at 7:30, and you can hear the podcast on Saving Miss Marilyn Mosley. All right, here we go.
Oh, time to claim my destiny. Time to let
Okay, goodbye. Catch y'all Monday night.